Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In a world where the mountaintops once kissed the azure skies, we now stand as silent witnesses to their somber denouement. Behold the ephemeral peaks, the final sentinels of a realm that is dissolving before our very eyes. The highlands that have long stood as symbols of immortality and grandeur are succumbing to the travails of a warmth that forgives no altitude. Every step upon these slopes is now history ingrained, remarks Dr. Alara Vence, a climatologist whose despair has veiled her academic rigor. As Dr. Vence articulates the tale of our quavering highlands, one can't help but envision the streams engorged as they rush with glacial tears, carving into stone their own eulogies. The untold plight of these declining giants is not just a narrative of vanishing beauty or lost recreational epicenters. This change signals a more sinister refrain: the erosion of ecosystems that sustain biodiversity, the cradle of freshwater that billions rely upon, the cultural heritage of highland communities, and let's not forget, the grave ramifications on global weather patterns. In our previous discourse, when the ice whispered goodbye, we penetrated the icy depths to uncover the plight of melting glaciers, those frozen titans aboard which ephemeral peaks now find their melancholy companionship. Where once the ice narrated tales within its crystalline core, now the mountains stand as mute testaments of an irreversible journey toward their inevitable disappearance. While some might hold on to a strand of hope, believing innovation and green technologies are our saviors, the reality is that our peaks might not bask in the glow of redemption. For brave, they have stood against the billows of time. Yet, as Dr. Vence observes, these are not the monuments of old. They tell a story that concludes not with a pinnacle of achievement, but a trough of human negligence. Skiers and mountaineers now grapple with the ephemeral nature of their passion, embarking upon pilgrimages to savor the dwindling majesty of these alpine realms. Documenting the final mountains has taken a tone tinged not with the thrill of conquest, but the somber quest of bearing witness, a testamentary to what once was and will no longer be. Consider the Matterhorn, once an icon of the Alps, now faced with decaying permafrost and crumbling infrastructure, its jagged silhouette perhaps one day to become but a gentle slope. Or reflect upon the vanishing snowline of Kilimanjaro, where ice has retreated like the apparitions of stories told by our forebears, evaporating in daylight's unforgiving truth. Environmental refugees from mountain regions tell heartrending stories of abandonment and adaptation, with life resettling away from ancestral heights, seeking asylum in lands unfamiliar. The final mountains plummet into the sea like dominoes, accelerating the rise of tides that reclaim coastal shards of land we once called home. The time to act now has long faded, banners of that slogan tattered by the winds of apathy. Yet documentation stands as our morose obligation, our chronicling a legacy for an age far removed, whispering to them of ephemeral peaks which once crowned our planet. The howl of weathered peaks may taper into silence, yet the echoes of their passing must galvanize our resolve, if not to save what barely remains, then at least to acknowledge the grandeur that once graced our blue marble. In that spirit, we etch onto paper and pixel the last vestiges of majesty, capturing the fading pulse of a dying breed. Mountains, we knew you well.